The dumbest thing I've heard all week. Forgot to do it last week, and I apologize for that, but I was overloaded with ridiculous things last week. Now, we've got a couple of contestants already. I heard this, and I said, you know, we may have a winner there, Johnny. We just might have a winner there in that one, so let's get to it. Rashida Tlaib, member of The Squad. Or as I like to call them, the Mob Squad, because they're more of a mob than a squad. But we'll call them the Mob Squad just for sport. Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, 13th Congressional District, creating controversy because when she says racial facial recognition software is racial and biased, especially if those using the equipment are white. White people should not be allowed to use facial recognition software. Why? Oh, let her say it for herself. It's bite number four. Bite number four, Rashida Tlaib. Go.
Here we're on page three. Anybody look like you say yes,
huh? Oh, I don't know. I'm not. You know what? And also, analysts need to be African Americans, not people that are not. Because let me tell you, no, it happens all the time. Okay. It's true. Okay. I mean, I think non-African Americans think African Americans all look the same. I've seen it even on the House floor, people calling Elijah Cummings John Lewis and John Lewis Elijah Cummings, and they're totally different people. I'm just saying.
That's just true.
I see it all the time, and I love them because they, like, go along with it.
Well, I trust people who are trained.
I know.
Regardless of race. Regardless of gender, it's about the training.
But it does make a huge difference.
So,
it does.
The animals.
So Rashida Tlaib says outrageously, openly racist things. Only African Americans should be allowed to run the equipment because, well, white people, they just think all black people look alike. I see. And the police chief there in Detroit, James Craig, he's been there for a long time, no stranger to controversy himself. Appalled by it, frankly, because he trains these people. They are members of his department. He doesn't care if they're black or white or Asian or whatever. He trains them. And so he decided to address the question. Rashida Tlaib, for her part, doesn't care. Stands by what she said. Thinks it's perfectly appropriate to say that, well, only black people should be allowed to run the equipment because white people think that all black people look exactly the same. Brilliant. Should people of Middle Eastern descent be allowed to run the equipment, Rashida, or just African Americans? I just want to make sure we're clear on it. But here's bite number five. Chief Craig trying to sort it out, trying to make sense of the senseless. Here it is. Bite five. Go.
But the fact that she made that statement, what does that say to the members of this department who are analysts, who are trained, who are white, that they in some way can't do their job professionally? That's insulting.
This is me protecting my residents. My residents ask me to do my job, and my job is to make sure they're not going to be misidentified and detained or falsely arrested because he's using broken technology.
But here's what's troubling. As a police chief who happens to be African American in this city, if I made a similar statement, people will be calling for my resignation right now. We know that. So is it a double standard? And that's the number one question I have.
We repeatedly asked Tlaib today if she stands by her comment.
I stand behind my comments that facial recognition technology is broken and that relying on an analyst that might not be reflective of the suspect is flawed in itself as well.
She's an idiot. I think that's just the shortest way to the answer is Rashida Tlaib is an idiot. Detroit Police Chief James Craig is a very seasoned veteran, very good. And it's nice to see a professional stand by what is the right thing, which is I have trained professionals to do the job. What she is saying is, frankly, racist, inappropriate, and wrong. Yeah, she's just, may I say it again, stupid. So there are your contestants for the dumbest thing I've heard all week. We'll give you an answer coming up in hour number three, of course. But I want you to just kind of let that percolate for a bit. Let it sink in. And Chief Craig, no stranger to controversy. You'll remember, it wasn't long ago, a few years ago, he suggested Detroit residents, if they wanted to be more secure in their homes, to buy a firearm. Because he said, quite honestly, we can't get there in time. If you need help, you need help now. You might want to arm yourself legally, he said. Legally. And you can imagine the heat that he caught because it was overwhelming. They all wanted his head then. They were demanding he resign. How dare he say police are not going to get there in time? How dare he say citizens exercise their Second Amendment rights? How dare he say arm yourself? How can he say such a thing? Well, he is the chief of police, and he does realize that response times aren't what they should be, and he realizes that sometimes you need help in seconds, not in minutes. He's smart enough to realize that his officers are not miracle workers. They're police officers, and they can't be everywhere all the time. So how dare he speak common sense? I say God bless him for it. And I say God bless him for it once again for calling out Rashida Tlaib for what she is. Rashida Tlaib is a bigot. There it is. I mean, it speaks for itself. Rashida Tlaib is a bigot. There's the definition. You want to hear it again? You doubt me? Yeah, only African-Americans should do this. White people should not be allowed to do this job. Really? Yeah, because they just think people look at, really? White people should, no, absolutely not. I stand by my words, my racist words. Well, good for you, Rashida. Hopefully, we'll only have to deal with you for about another year, and you'll be, we'll clean up that mess known as the mob squad. I can be hopeful. Hopefully, we'll clean up that mess. Oh, by the way, how's your campaign financing going? Rashida, pay yourself lately? Get any checks that are, well, illegal? Just checking in. 52 after.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.